I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The number of African Americans being locked up in Georgia's prison system has dropped to historic lows. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
According to the AJC, the number of black inmates entering the prison system last year was at its lowest level in decades. Records from the State Department of Corrections show the incarceration of black inmates fell by 30% over the past 8 years. Georgia has long been criticized for its mass incarceration of African Americans, who make up nearly two-thirds of the state's prison population. Last year, Governor Deal signed 3 bills as part of an ongoing effort to reform the criminal justice system. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Atlanta City Council is set to vote today on an ordinance that would do away with cash bonds for nonviolent poor people who are charged with misdemeanor violations. Groups like the Southern Center for Human Rights and Black Clergy say that cash bond practices disproportionately harm low-income people, homeless people, and minorities. Earlier this year, the Southern Center for Human Rights warned that Atlanta's current cash bond system could be unconstitutional and contributes to the criminalization of poverty. They sent a letter to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms asking her to lead a change in the city's cash bail system. Advocates are holding a rally at noon today outside City Hall, and then they plan to attend the City Council's meeting at 1 p.m. A Super Bowl commercial featuring a speech from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is receiving a lot of backlash on social media. The Dodge Ram ad uses a voice sample from Dr. King paired with images of Americans working alongside the company's pickup truck.
If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant.
Many people have voiced their displeasure with the ad on Twitter and YouTube, including King's daughter, Bernice King. The center tweeted last night that neither the King Center nor Bernice King is the entity that approves the use of MLK's words or imagery for use in merchandise, entertainment, or advertisement. Now that the Super Bowl in Minneapolis is over, Atlanta is on the clock as the host of next year's big game. Super Bowl 53 will take place at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on February 3, 2019. The Atlanta Host Committee traveled to Minneapolis this week to examine procedures for safety, traffic, and transportation. Atlanta has hosted 2 other Super Bowls, both at the Georgia Dome in 1994 and 2000. A handoff between Minneapolis and Atlanta city officials will happen this morning at 8 a.m. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.